on 102.8 FM and online. Your community, your voice. Hot Radio.
So we're talking to Adam Dixon. Now, Adam, you were here with us a while ago talking about your book, which was about sport. This is totally different. It's The Butterfly Collector, and it's a fictional work, so it's got characters and things like that. So first of all, tell us a little bit about the book itself.
Right, yes, it's a departure from the last book I wrote, which was a sport book on triathlon. So this is a novel about obsession, really, obsession and betrayal. One man's obsession with another woman that he meets at a party, and really the consequences of that obsession as his life begins to unravel. So I actually wrote the first draft several years ago, and then I've rewritten it over time and got absolutely disillusioned with the process, as you often do, and then finally got to the last draft, and that's really in the form that it's in now, which is published on Amazon, and very soon to come out in paperback.
So when you start with a novel, I mean, where does it begin? Is it an idea? Is it these characters? How does it all start?
Well, generally it starts with an idea. I mean, all novelists are different in the way that they approach the writing of the novel. But for me, it's usually an idea, a character. Maybe it might be quite a vague idea. And then over time, the other characters will come in. And then generally, I think it's a process of it's the process of rewrite, which is quite exacting, and you sort of get rid of all the rubbish and all the things that you don't want, and in the end you're left with hopefully what is the finished product, which is an entertaining and entertaining book for the public.
So you're saying the first time that you did it, that process then, because it sounds quite daunting, so you've written a book and I suppose you think, wow, this is great, but then of course you see things like spelling mistakes, grammatical mistakes, so that must be quite a tedious process to go and correct all that.
Yes. I don't think it's so much the spelling mistakes and things like that, which you can get over it. It's more the actual structure of the book itself. And because it's such a long thing, it's not like a short story or an essay, or it's just something that has to be right. And you sort of get an instinct for it as you go along. And I know pretty early on how I want the end result to be. So it's really just sticking with that. And it's you're in it for the long haul, really, as a novelist, rather than. I mean, I've heard people that write novels in first drafts and send them off and they get published, but it really is a rare thing. Most novelists work on the rewrite principle, and that's what, it's like a sculpture, I suppose, really. You're getting rid of all the bits you don't want until you've got the finished product.
So give us an idea, roughly, from when you had the idea to actually having the finished product, how long does that take?
Well, from the first draft, which I believe I wrote back in 2005, and I tend to write longhand, so I've got to write in notebooks, and I then put that away in a drawer, and then I'll get that back out in a few months' time and rewrite it, and then obviously I've got other things going on as well. And so that's taken several years, actually, to end up in this, in the form that it's in now.
Because there's a lot of people think, oh, it only takes me a few days or whatever to read it. I bet I could knock one of those off in 5 minutes. But obviously, nothing like that at all.
No, that's the myth, really. People think, oh, I could write a book and just, as you said, write it off in sort of, 6 weeks or so. Yeah. I mean, there are courses out there where they say you'd write a novel in 6 weeks and things like that. But I always think, well, you want something that's going to last and that's going to be read by a lot of people and hopefully enjoyed and perhaps critically accepted as well. So, you have to take, I believe you have to take the long-term view. And I'm very highly critical of myself. So I think that's the only way that I can do it.
Okay, we'll talk some more about the process. So you've written a book. The next stage, of course, is you need to let people know that it's there and you want them to read it. So how do you go about that?
Hot Radio. The 12 o'clock interview with Jeff Carter.
So we talked about the process of writing a book, and it's obviously a lot more time consuming, many stages to of it than I think most of us realise. So you've got to a stage, you've written your book, you've got it in electronic form, you've also got it in paper form. What happens next? Because you've done e-publishing, so what exactly is that?
Right, well, e-publishing is probably revolutionised publishing as we know it from its from the old days, where there were just these big publishers that took authors on if they were lucky enough to be taken on, and then they were published and their books went into the high street stores. But e-publishing has changed all that, because basically you don't need a traditional publishing deal to have your book published. So anybody can upload something onto, say, Amazon, which is one of the biggest, is probably the biggest distributor, and then you can sell your books that way without any publishing deal whatsoever. But people are sort of led to believe that it's as easy as that. So you upload something onto Amazon, and then you just sit back and watch it sell in its hundreds of thousands.
And then you retire to a desert
and
island.
And you retire to your house in Malibu. Yeah, that's right. But it rarely happens like that. And people are always citing the cases of these people like Amanda Hocking, who e-published and experienced huge success doing that. And it can happen. But basically, you've got a product that's sitting out there with millions of others, and unless you've got a way to market it, then it's likely that nothing will happen, that nobody will actually get to read it. So there's this, you have to do a lot of your own marketing.
So how is that? Because obviously, people who make toothpaste and well-known washing powders, they're constantly advertising them, and these are brands that we know. So for you, with your book, How do you go about the marketing?
Well, the marketing, one of the things I'm doing today, obviously, is this radio show is fantastic for me to help to market my, promote my book. But there are other ways. Social media is one of the biggest ones now, and the growth in things like Facebook and Twitter has been huge in the last few years, where more and more people and companies are getting onto the idea that you can promote yourself globally. Just by being on social media. But again, like Amazon and anything else like that, you have to sort of understand the protocol or the ways to go about it. And then it's a case of just being persistent. And I think that one word out of any, I would like sort of tattooed on my wrist, is that word persistence, because you really need that. And you're going to get disillusioned. As most writers do from time to time, especially when you're up against the sort of the climate as it is today, where traditional publishers aren't really taking on unknown authors. Yeah. I mean, me personally, with The Butterfly Collector, I've had 75 rejections at least from agents and publishers. And some people would think, well, why didn't you just give up? Yeah. But I mean, I've had good critical feedback. And sort of encouragement from people, other professional writers that I know. And I have a belief in my own work. So I'm doing it this way, but I'm also still sending things out to traditional publishers in the hope that I can get a traditional publishing deal at some point. So I haven't totally given up on that.
Well, we wish you all the best for that. We've got just a little bit of almost out of time, but just remind us, how can we get hold of The Butterfly Collector?
Right, you can get hold of The Butterfly Collector by going onto my website, which is www.adamdixon.co.uk, and also by going onto Amazon and just putting the title into the search on there.
Hot Radio.